Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you stuck around, too, because we got a new friend who's joined us now. Stanley Bing is here. He's a new friend, but that won't last for long. We'll soon have him turned into an old friend. He's a columnist for Fortune Magazine, best-selling author of a number of books. Looks like maybe half a dozen here, which have sold something under 10 million copies around the world. And his new book is called Executrix, or How to Retire While You're Still Working. Stanley, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here.
I have not seen your book, What Machiavelli Would Do.
What Would Machiavelli Do? Yes.
That's got to be a great book.
Yes, it's been around for quite a few years now. You know, more than, I guess, almost 10 years I wrote it. And it's still on the Amazon bestseller list because it concerns something really important to people, which is the question of why mean people, why people who are meaner than other people actually seem to do better.
They seem to, don't they? It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a theory on that. Even though I haven't read your book, my theory is if at least in America, and I don't know about other countries, I haven't tested this overseas, but I have observed this and seen it being tested in the United States. In America, if you're prepared to do something and be so outrageous, mm-hmm. you can get away with a lot of stuff. People will stand back and watch you and say. They'll actually say, you know, that he must really be sincere because nobody would do that unless they're sincere, or he must really know what he's doing because who would do something like that? Who would say something like that if they weren't actually, you know, weren't really in charge?
Well, the people in the world who don't question themselves very much and who just act and don't care about the consequences tend to do better, especially in fields like business and sports and politics. You know, people who are reflective or who care about other people slows them down. So, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And I don't think it's just our country. I mean, if you look at the history of the world, it's been conquered over and over again by people who don't care very much about other people.
But so. I think you'd agree with me. Neither you nor I are making a proposal that people should be meaner.
And no, except I am making a proposal that people should understand the way that the way the land lies. I think it's important that nice people not be too surprised
and not be naive.
Yeah. And now this book, Executrix, basically says that you can adopt some of the attitudes and some of the strategies of successful executives to live a much more relaxed and much happier working life.
Well, you know, one of the things that happens to a lot of people when they think they want to own a small business, and of course, as you know, Stanley, that's what our shtick is here. We're all about small business, mm-hmm. and so a lot of people see somebody driving down the road who's a small business owner, and they're driving a nice car, they live in a nice house, they belong to a club, they seem to have money. And they say, hey, I want that. I'm going to start my business. I want that by the end of the week.
Sure.
So what do you think about that?
Well, people don't have a lot of patience, you know. I mean, it's particularly true, I think, of people who are younger. The kids that I interview, they want to be vice presidents, and they want to have a lot of power.
And they want it right now.
They want their expense account, and they want it right now. And, you know, you can't blame them for wanting it right now, but they're not going to get it. So, and certainly starting a business takes a lot of, patience and a lot of willingness to put off for tomorrow what you might want today. It's certainly not the easiest way to go.
Yeah, and what they didn't see was the 20 years that guy showed up before daylight and left after dark, 365, and put everything he ever made, ever had, and ever would have on the line to make that happen.
Right. The trade-off, of course, is that you're working for yourself, which is a really good thing, and you can make your own hours. Although, you know, you're talking about my grandfather here when you're talking about getting up. He used to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to cut the newspapers and put them out because he had a candy store on 145th Street and Broadway in New York City, and they'd work all day. He and his wife would trade off places. In other words, he would go up to sleep at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and she would come down and run the store until noon. Then he'd come down. She'd go up and have lunch. So that was pretty much what they did for 50 years. And I will tell you that about 3 months after he retired, he passed away.
Yeah.
So
you see that a lot.
That's not an unusual story, I don't think.
Your book, Executrix, is that a formula for avoiding that?
Well, my book is all about how it sort of comes off what we've been talking about, which is that even within organizations that make demands on you because you're an employee, even those kind of things, and even if you're self-employed and you have your own business, to the extent that you use the business as a way to relax, have fun, and also do business at the same time, you are, in a way, getting the best of both worlds. You're retiring. Let's say you're playing golf, right? Well, people who are retired play golf, but how much better is it to play golf with a business, an associate, where you may be making a little money or you're making a relationship with somebody? You're still playing golf, so you're sort of retired, but at the same time, you're also doing some business, which is not a bad thing either.
Well, see, one of the things that we do in my business is, you know, I really don't take vacations the way most people take vacations. I don't take a week off and go away for a while.
What do you do?
We add on 2 or 3 days to business trips.
Yeah, that could be good.
Now, isn't that kind of in a small business way,
exactly,
the essence of Executrix?
Yeah, when you get to the point in a company where the business trips themselves look a lot like vacations. You know, you have these boondoggles that people take in corporate life where you'll go away to, say, Sanibel Island in Florida. I've been to quite a few there. And everybody's playing golf and everybody's
having
drinks.
How did you know where I was going?
Yeah, you're having drinks at breakfast and everybody's kind of like puttering around. And maybe you have an hour or two of meetings during the day and then you're doing team building exercises on the beach. And, you know, all that stuff is really looks a lot like retirement to me, and I think people should embrace that and have a good time with it.
We're going to talk a little bit more about this when we come back after these messages with our new friend Stanley Bing. And when first thing we're going to do when we come back is we're going to talk about how to get you guys a decent chair. Stanley wants to help you with that. The book is called Executrix, and I like this guy's sense of humor. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Move to New York. New York's fine, but it ain't.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. The first one, smallbusinessadvocate.com, is where you can find all the things that we do here. The show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust and the newsletter and the blog and on, lots and lots of stuff. Both of those websites will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And neither one of them have any barrier to entry. If you can get there, if you'll show up, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Stanley Bing is our guest. And Stanley is a new friend, soon-to-be old friend, columnist for Fortune magazine, best-selling author of What Would Machiavelli Do? Throwing the Elephant. Sun Tzu Was a Sissy. And on and on, and lots of other stuff. And the new book is called Executrix, or How to Retire While You're Still Working. I like that subtitle. Stanley, tell us where the book's available. Give us the website and all that stuff.
Well, you know, as always, Amazon.com is a good place to go. BarnesandNoble.com, certainly, that's good too. And my own website, www.stanleybing, one word, StanleyBing.com. All of those places can get you not only to the book, but also my website has a lot of quizzes, features, galleries, other stuff that has to do with the book.
Now, the book is basically
how to feel, assume some of the perquisites of retirement before you actually get to that age. So that if you drop dead 3 months after you retire, you will have lived a little bit of your life.
Absolutely, and you know, using legitimate business means to do so.
I have a really nice chair, mm-hmm. Stanley. A very nice executive chair.
Well, you have
chair.
To, and what you yes. do, you know.
Well, and me being the important person that I am, you know.
You're driving the whole thing from that chair.
So. Exactly. Yeah. I control so many. All my minions, I control them from this chair.
Exactly.
But now, and I want everybody to have a chair like this. How would they do that?
Well, you know, when you work in a company, there are systems and there are people who. Will want you to fill out paperwork and things like that. My contention is that you can't really get going on your retirement, on your working retirement, if you're not comfortable where you're sitting. So there are just a variety of ploys and means. But one thing I'm not in favor of is going through the proper channel.
Okay.
You know, I mean, my feeling in general is that if there's an empty office with a better chair in it, just come in late at night. Just go get your chair, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit of what we were talking about before. I mean, the people...
It's outrageous. It's the outrageous thing.
Yeah, but people who are successful in this world actually just go and kind of take what they want. By the way, if someone else is sitting in it, it's probably not a good idea. But in organizations, especially now, there are, unfortunately... empty offices, and many of them used to be filled by people who made big salaries. Because what they're doing is they're eliminating expensive talent and getting younger people in to work for less money. So if you're one of those people, you just look around for where that vice president they've just sent packing used to be, and go get his chair.
I'm one of those guys that actually would pull something like that. I mean, I actually have done stuff like that when I worked for other people. I've actually done some. Some outrageous things, and I've actually done it a couple of times while the boss was watching me, or he caught me doing it, and I looked at him like, "What are you going to do about it?" Almost, and he kind of said, "Carry on," you know.
Well, that's the spirit of the small business owner right there. You know, you're not going to wait for other people to open your business for you.
Well, and you know, if somebody ever says, "Why are you doing that?" Just say, "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to."
Yeah, or, you know, that's a perfectly good answer. Or mind your own business, buddy. It's not a bad one.
Well, they can't say that to the boss. But some of your stuff that you have in the book here, Executrix, some of it, if you can't... See, some people can't pull this off, Stanley. You realize that. Some people, when the boss locked his eyes on me, I just looked back at him and said, what's going on, boss? What can I do for you? You know?
Well,
fall into a quivering fetal position, and as if, oh, my God, don't kill me, you know? So some people can't pull it off.
Well, as you notice, I mean, I did say go in and late at night. You know, I'm not looking for a fight with my boss either.
That sounds a little dangerous, though, Stanley.
Yeah, I like to go in late at night and just, you know, and there are actually some of the people that work for me are there at crazy hours. I've been having dinner in town sometimes, and I'll come into the office, you know, to get something late at night, and there's like three or four people on the phone and doing other things. So
well,
people pick their own hours.
Stanley, apply this to small business. Mm-hmm. Apply your thinking to small business, a small business owner.
In a way, it's almost easier. Of course, now you have a different problem, which is that, you know, when you buy a lunch, it's on your nickel, whereas
That's right.
people work in a corporation. You know, I'm spending people, the restaurants that I eat at most of the time, they couldn't charge one-tenth of what they charge for their food if everybody was not on company plastic.
Right, so, right.
You know, that's one of the things that I can, because I am not my own boss. But when you are your own boss, you can make your own hours a little bit more. You can have more flexibility. And everything you do personally is in some way can be designed to expand your business. So while you are having breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks with people, you can enjoy yourself a little bit more. Also, the BlackBerry and other kind of digital things, cell phones, don't make it necessary for you to be anywhere at any time. So those are
helpful. Exactly right. Hey, Stanley, I think we need to have some more fun with you. Will you come back?
Sure.
We'll get you back another day. Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much.
Stanley Bing, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Executrix. You'll learn and you'll have fun. Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Joe Cochran to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.